In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as the Church always does every year, as it begins the Paschal Triduum, begins it with this important event of the Holy Thursday, that first Holy Thursday with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where our Lord institutes the priesthood and the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity given us in the Blessed Sacrament. This great sacrament of his love, which is the sacrament of all sacraments, it's the summit of all the sacraments. All the other sacraments flow from the Holy Eucharist. And as we know, our Lord celebrated the first Mass on Holy Thursday under sacramental signs, and then, of course, completed it on Good Friday in his person, giving up his body, blood, soul, and divinity on Calvary, what he already did in an unbloody manner the night before at the first Eucharist, the first holy sacrifice of the Mass, when he said to his disciples, to the apostles gathered with him in the upper room, "This is my body and this is my blood," to symbolize in sacramental signs what he would do the next day at Calvary on the cross, giving us his body and blood and shedding it for us for our redemption. The Church always tells us and always teaches us that the sacrifice of the Mass is the same sacrifice as Calvary, only the manner is different. The manner of the sacrifice at Calvary was in a bloody manner, but the sacrifice of the Mass is in an unbloody manner. And of course, it's the same sacrifice because it is the same priest who is offering it, Jesus Christ, and it is the same sacrifice, Jesus Christ. So it's not something different. It is the same sacrifice, and it is being represented to us every time we go to Holy Mass. We are made present again at Calvary every time we come to the Mass, because our Lord, being God, transcends times. On Calvary, that first Calvary, he saw us. At the first holy sacrifice of the Mass, in that upper room, he saw each and every one of us. And he offered himself for our sins, for every one of our sins, he saw every one of them, and offered this sacrifice for us. All the sins of mankind till the end of time, he offered this sacrifice for them. The Church teaches us that the purpose for which Mass is being offered, if you look in any of the catechisms, it says that the first reason why the Mass is being offered is for the adoration of God. That's why we come to Mass, first and foremost, to adore God. It's not about celebration of community, although that's important that we are here together as the body of Christ, but first and foremost, we come here to adore God, to offer him fitting worship. And of course, the most fitting worship, and really the only worship that does get him true and fitting praise and glory, is the sacrifice of his Son at Calvary. We can come together and sing lots of hymns, and we can do all kinds of, you know, have lots of preaching and everything, but we don't have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We haven't given our God, we haven't given due and fitting praise and glory to the Most Holy Trinity. We haven't offered this same sacrifice. It is that which is only pleases God perfectly. So the first reason for we offer Mass is to adore God. The second is to thank him for all the many blessings he has bestowed upon us. And thank him especially for the greatest blessing of all, which is that he offered himself, died for us and for our sins at Calvary. But all the other blessings that he has bestowed upon us. The third reason, and that's part of the thanksgiving, is to ask him to bestow blessings upon us and upon all mankind. So we are thanking him also for all the graces that we have already received, and we are blessing him and asking him to send us more blessings. Francisco de Osuna says, you want to receive more grace from God? Thank him for the graces you have already received. And so that's what we do at Mass. We adore God, we thank him for what we have received, and in thanking him, we might say we even encourage God to bless us more, and we ask God to bless the world, to bless not only us, but everyone. You know, when we come to Mass, it's not just me and Jesus. We come to Mass for the sake of the whole world, and especially we remember our brothers and sisters in the faith who are being persecuted terribly, who are undergoing their own Calvary in union with Christ in a special way. We want to ask God to bless them. The fourth reason why we offer the purpose of the Mass is to make reparation for sins committed, to make reparation to God's justice. And this is probably one of the most important reasons that we should go to Mass. And if we look at all what's happening in our world today, and it seems that we've gotten mad and trying to call sin virtue, that we need to come and make reparation. That's probably the best and first thing we can do for our world today, as troubled as it is to come to Mass and ask a reparation, to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass in reparation for sins, our sins and the sins of others. For that's really the only thing that can repair and make reparation, is Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So it's important that we come to Mass with that intention of making reparation. Even Our Lady reminded the children of Fatima to come and make reparation, to receive Holy Communion with the idea of making reparation. Making reparation for the men and women of our world today and of all times who, you know, don't understand or do not appreciate what our Lord has done for them at Calvary, and why virtue, and what is true virtue. In our world today, it seems that many people are so easy and willing to capitulate to wickedness and don't seem to have the courage to stand up to wickedness. That's where we need to pray and offer the Mass in a special way, not only for others, but especially for us, that we will stand up and not cave in to pressure from those who want us to say that evil is good. That's pretty much an important reason why coming to Mass, that we will have the strength to stand with Christ. And of course, not only that is the purpose of the Mass being offered, but also there are effects of making a worthy communion. What are the effects of coming to receive our Lord worthily? That means in a state of grace. Well, the first effect is that it brings about a closer union with God and a more fervent love for God and neighbor. So if we think that, well, we don't seem to love God very much or our neighbor very much, it's probably that we need to go to Mass more often and receive communion more worthily. And in doing so, because of course we know that that's a grace, to love God and to love our neighbor, as our Lord has said, that's a grace. That's a gift from God, and that's the first place that we can go to receive that grace, to grow in love for God and for love of neighbor, is to receive him in Holy Communion in a worthy state. Then the second reason for the second chief effect of a worthy communion is increase in sanctifying grace. Every time we receive our Lord in the state of grace, we grow in sanctifying grace. We become more pleasing to him when we do so. The third is that it preserves us from mortal sin, and it also helps make remission. It's for the remission of venial sins. So if you make a worthy Holy Communion in the state of grace, it preserves you and strengthens you so that you won't fall into mortal sin. It helps to preserve us from falling into mortal sin. But also it remits. It forgives venial sins when we receive him in Holy Communion. That's, venial sins we can receive our Lord and ought to receive our Lord in Holy Communion if we have venial sins in our soul, because that's how they can be remitted if we're properly disposed and worthily receive Him and with devotion. But of course, mortal sins, we have to go to confession first before receiving Him. That's so important. But when we do receive Him in the state of grace, it helps to preserve us from falling into mortal sin. And when you think of how many people come to Mass and maybe don't come with a proper disposition, they come distracted, or they come very rarely to Mass, when they do come, we can see why they are not growing in this one of the effects, because they're not coming and staying close to Jesus. Jesus is our greatest preservation from mortal sin, to stay close to Him and receive Him worthily, and to ask Him to increase in us that love, that as we pray, and every time we pray the Our Father, deliver us from evil. That's one of the chief effects of receiving our Lord in Holy Communion in a worthy state. Finally, the fourth effect of receiving our Lord in Holy Communion worthily is the lessening of the inclination of sin and an aid to practice of good works. So when we receive our Lord in communion, it's also strengthening us that we don't fall into sin, and that we won't have that inclination. You want to overcome a sinful habit? Then go to receive your Lord in Holy Communion more frequently. Even if it means go to Mass every day. If that's what you're trying to do, is to overcome a habitual sin, then receive Him every day. Or if you want to grow more fervent in your practice of good works, you know, it's not a coincidence that people find that when I go to Mass more frequently, I do better. Well, it's in one sense, it's a no-brainer. If you're eating more healthy food, you might see, even in a natural way, you're going to improve your health. Well, if you receive our Lord, who's the supernatural food from on high, He's going to improve you and to help you to grow in virtue and to help you to resist sin. So it's important that what our Lord has left for us in Holy Communion and in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is that food to help us in this journey in life, that we may make it to heaven. And He's given us this great strength that comes to us in Holy Communion, and all that comes with receiving our Lord in Holy Communion is to help us to get to heaven, because it's receiving Jesus, who is our strength. He's our food, He's our strength, and He's our whole life. We cannot do anything good without our Lord. And that is why, in one sense, yes, as Catholics especially, there should be a marked difference in the way we behave, because we have the source of everlasting life. We have the source of all virtue. We have the source of all charity, and that is Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's the when our Lord does institute the Blessed Sacrament with the apostles present, He then shows them so that they can understand what He's done in sacramental signs. This is My body and this is My blood. He then goes and washes their feet. He does this great act of humiliation of Himself by washing their feet. And Peter is only thinking of that our Lord's trying to do something hygienic. And our Lord's saying, no, I'm not washing your feet just, you know, to practice good hygiene or just to clean your feet. I'm showing you in another sign, by washing your feet today, I'm going to wash you even more perfectly tomorrow when My side is pierced, and out from My side will flow blood and water, which will wash you clean far more perfectly than any kind of bath that you can undergo. I'm going to institute the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and baptism, that when we are baptized, we are washed clean and made pleasing to God. And that humiliating thing that our Lord did by that act of charity is because He has shown us that act of charity. When we were not even His friends, He offered Himself for us in Calvary. And so His followers ought to do the same. We should be willing to do that which is humbling for our neighbor and wash their feet. We should be willing to lower ourselves with acts of charity to our neighbor. We should be able to do those things which we might consider unpleasant and not so easy to do by nature, but lower ourselves as our Lord lowered himself for our sake in saving us from sin. So today, as we call to mind this great sacrament, the sacrament of holy orders, of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, and the sacrament of his most holy body, blood, soul, and divinity, our Lord himself in Holy Communion, we are then given the strength that we need to carry out this Paschal mystery, that we are able to therefore live in union with Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection. Let us ask our Lord for the grace to have a greater love for him in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us ask him to pray that he would send us more young men to answer the call to the priesthood so that more people would have easier access to the sacraments, especially his sacrament of himself and Holy Communion and the sacrament of confession, but all the sacraments which are really the sources of life for mankind, the sources of true life, divine life, everlasting life. And let us also pray in a special way that in reparation for all those sacrilegious communions that are being received because of Catholics who don't understand that to be in communion with Christ means, or to receive him in communion means, I have to be in union with him in heart, mind, and soul. They have to believe all that Jesus has taught us, as given to us through his vicar, our Holy Father, and Peter, which he has taught throughout the ages. That's why Peter is the sign of communion with Christ, because we adhere to all that Peter, as his vicar, teaches us infallibly. Let us pray and make reparation, especially this evening, as we spend time, hopefully spend some time with our Lord at the altar of reposition, asking reparation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, that truly we will have a greater appreciation for what we are commemorating and making present again liturgically, that we will also then be able to live them out in our own life in union with Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.